He started beefing with Q. Above the law.
Above the law.
Beefing with Q.
Okay, why?
Because a newspaper, Gomack, rest in peace, he said, look, man, we not like Ice Cube talking about looking at us down the street. We the niggas down the street actually doing it, and that's how we make our records. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So Ice Cube says, all you new jack niggas from Pomona, only thing going on in Pomona is the 10 freeway going through that motherfucker.
I remember that. Yeah.
Eazy-E called me up. Ah, you see the LA Times, that motherfucking clown job. I said, oh, yeah. So I go get it. Yeah. I call him back. I say, you know, I'm going to beat your boy ass. I'm going to knock him out, right?
Yeah.
He show up to that show tonight. So that night it was Above the Law, CMW, Low Profile, and Gangstar.
Okay. Rest in peace.
Yeah, right. Guru, rest in peace. Shout out to my man, Primo, man. You know what I mean? So we go to the show. So I go to everybody's dressing room. I said, hey, it's going down back here tonight. And any of you motherfuckers want the business, you know, y'all can get it too. Oh, we don't want no problems. What the fuck going on? I said, yeah, when Cube come. So I go to Dub and them. I say, Dub, look, and I know Dub from the streets. I know Dub Tunes, rest in peace. I know them from the streets.
Yeah.
They God brothers hustle with me.
Yeah.
So, so I'm like, hey, you know, I got a problem with dude running his mouth like he's somebody that he not. You know, he's like, well, handle your business. So I go to eight and them, you know, eight that good, man. Do what you want to do, cuz. You can chill. Slip all the minute. Do what you want to do, cuz.
Yeah.
So we no smoke yet. Nothing happened. So we lay back. Q walk in with Rolling Stones. I'm in the hallway. I'm like, what the fuck? What you doing here, homie? Like, what you doing here, man? Oh, are you a bitch ass nigga? That's what I told him. Is that the shit you said new? Oh, you a bitch ass nigga for saying? Ooh, I said, what's up? Let's get down. Right in the hallway. Big Andre coming. Oh, my boy. No, just head of security at one of the head dudes that was over us at Ruthless. Oh, go in your room. Hutch, you tripping. You ought to call. I'm going to call Eric. Call Eric. I'm going to beat this motherfucker ass. So I go in my dressing room.
Yeah.
So I ain't tripping. I'm in there with about 20 South Central killers, a whole bunch of niggas from Pomona, and we all in there deep as fuck, right? Cube coming back, Cube coming my dressing room at time. What's up, man? I'm trying to talk. Boop, 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 boop. I takes off on him.
Damn.
Boom, he fly out the door. He running the chaos. Chaos throw him in the melee, right? Boom. So after that, the whole rumor started floating around that we jumped him, but it's only me who hit him.
Okay.
So we go to New Music Seminar maybe a few months later.
Okay.
No problem. And me and Cube had squashed it already because he came to me.
Yeah.
Later on, Law brought him to me. He was like, man, my bad, man. We all got off the wrong foot.
Yeah.
You know, we supposed to be cool with each other, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do it moving. So we go to New York and I fly in a little later. So the homies was like, man, them lynch mob dudes up here, they deep as fuck and they tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time we go to the panels or whatever, they like, oh yeah, what's up, what's up?
Yeah.
Like woofing, right? So finally, I go down, me, my boy I-Rock, and another one of his homies from New York. So they start banging on me. So my boy I-Rock say, man, they real deep, and they deep with some New York niggas too. So we gonna have to go get the homeboys. So we go back upstairs. I tell everybody, I said, man, the fools try to jump me. Oh, let's go. Putting their shoes on, shit. So we hit. So at the Marriott Marquis, you know, you can look over every floor, like that motherfucker right there. So we go, like the eighth floor or something like that. We meet up. Boom. Like, what's up? Y'all want to get down? We even now. What's up? Oh, let's go to the bathroom and do it gladiator style.
Yeah.
Whatever. We start walking to the bathroom. Shorty from the Lynch Mob.
Shorty Mac.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. He creaked through and he hit Chaos from the back. Chaos did like that. And everybody scattered. The whole seminar. So we get to running and fighting. Poop, poop, poop. Fighting, beating up. You know, Ice there. Ice like, man, why y'all fighting? We're like, man, what the fuck? These motherfuckers tripping.
Which Ice? Ice-T?
Ice-T.
Oh, okay. Oh, so Ice was there.
Fighting,
okay.
Homies. So we in there scrapping. Pep, pep, pep. We all fighting. Tearing up tables.
Yeah.
This is the middle of a seminar.
Okay.
How they did it in Straight Outta Compton ain't how it happened, you know, but they try to simulate it like that. But this happened right in the middle of a seminar.
Oh, wow.
Like, we turning over tables, dropping tables on motherfuckers and all that shit. Yeah, that was and a lot of people in the press said it was because we was NWA henchmen.
Mm.
Of course, they kicked us out of the seminar, banned us from the seminar. Yeah. If you know the story, banned. We never could come back.
Okay.
We had a bad reputation. Like, people wouldn't book us because they always thought we started trouble.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't help because we stood on who we were.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then JD, shout out to JD, because he called my mom's house. You know, Greg Mack hooked up the phone call. Greg Mack from K-Day, original K-Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called me and was like, man, we don't even know why we beefing. We cool with each other.
Right.
And we were, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, Jay, I don't have a problem with y'all. Like, it's just Cube got out of pocket, and I handle Cube. I don't know what he told y'all, but that was head up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, yeah, we understand.
Okay.
And that was it.
Okay.
You know, but I'm going to tell you again, we were really young.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I love Cube.
Yeah.
Cube was my man.
Yeah, like, I was about to say, how did y'all reconcile at some point? Did y'all?
Oh, no, we had already squashed it already.
Okay.
So, you know, I got love for Cube. After that, we did shows together.
Yeah.
He had us out on a couple of his tours before.
Dope.
You know, after the fact. So, you know, we love Cube, man. Yeah. Cube is like our inspiration. Like, he's the first person we met in NWA.
OG Network, classic material.